Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 4, from furnace to palace. Monday, the call to worship. Now, this golden image was erected. The musicians were ready to play. All the leaders of the Babylonian kingdom were ready to fall down. But there is a problem, because God had told in his Ten Commandments, do not erect such a building, and do not bow down in front of him. There's only one in front of this one you should bow down, and this is God, your Father, in heaven, and no one else. You should not bow down in front of someone here on earth. You should not worship him as a god. Now these three friends of Daniel, they had been there. They had been invited because they had top positions in Babylon. Therefore they had to be as leaders in the area, to be there as well. And they knew the commandment of God, the second one. Do not bow down, only in front of God. But what to do now? There is the fire, and they have no clothes that are fireproof. They will be dead once they have been thrown in. What to do now? In the book of Revelation, we find a chapter, it's chapter 18, where we find a parallel situation. In the end of the days, just before the closing of this earth history, there will be a call for worshipping, a kind of golden image. It will be Sunday law. And the United States, the government of it, will be the first to force all the other states to act according to this Sunday law. Because of all the catastrophes in nature, they continue, they culminate, they become stronger and stronger, heavier and heavier. And it's disastrous, the effect of these catastrophes in nature. And the Sunday law is a kind of asking God, please help us. Therefore we make this Sunday law. But we as Adventists can show them as Seventh-day Adventists. It's not Sunday. It's the wrong day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the Saturday. Sunday is the first day of the week, not the seventh day. You're wrong. It will not help to show God we are on your side. You will create his anger. We will be forced to do so. In those days, you were thrown into the fire. The last days, they will force you to do it, otherwise you will be killed. So it's the same. In fire, being killed. So this parallel we find here in the end time is interesting, isn't it? Even the terminologies used, there will be erected an image. An image of the papacy, the Sunday, because the Pope gives the idea for the United States. And the United States force all the states on the earth to follow their example. Will you be ready then? With a firm resolution?